Jim, that is quite the sigh to start a conversation with. What's going on, my man?
Going crazy, man. This election is driving me nuts. The COVID is driving me nuts. I'm just in the house all the time. I just want to just curl up into a ball and just go to sleep.
I'm sorry. The only bit of sunshine I can offer you to make you feel better is that we're talking to Ray today.
Oh, this is the Ray Day?
This is Ray Day.
This is Ray Day. Oh, I feel a little better knowing it is Ray Day. I know our listeners don't know what is Ray Day. Ray Day is that part of our calendar we set aside for Ray Ellen, who's the founder of Comedy Cloud. He produces live, interactive online comedy shows for companies and nonprofits. Ray is actually the executive producer of the week at the Comedy Cellar on Comedy Central, which recently wrapped its third season. Ray is the owner of Aruba Ray's Comedy Club on the island of Aruba. The venue is number one for nightlife on TripAdvisor and recently celebrated its 7th year anniversary and does approximately 100 shows a year, featuring top U.S. comedians on each show. Ray was profiled on Dateline NBC. I didn't know that. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Where it was discovered that his blood pressure actually drops when he's on stage. That's a nice trick. He's hosted and wrote for the syndicated shows The Movie Loft, Premium TV, New York Now, and Brain Fuel TV, as well as a groundbreaking web-based talk show, Late Net with Ray Ellen. Ellen produced and directed the film The Latin Legends of Comedy, which he sold to 20th Century Fox. Oh, I should have borrowed 20 bucks from him. He performed at top comedy clubs around the United States, grew up with older sisters, and knows everything about Little House on the Prairie and the NFL. I would not expect everything about Little House on the Prairie.
I think it's the having sisters.
Maybe so. Maybe so. If I don't forget, I'll ask him about that. But we'll find out if I forget to ask him about it or not after our intro and a word from our sponsor, Proactive Talent. You are listening to Tribe Pod, a podcast series of interviews of interest to the HR community. It is hosted by Courtney Lane, produced by Jim Stroud, sponsored by Proactive Talent, and enjoyed by you. Today's episode begins right after this.
On-demand recruiting is an hourly service that we offer where our recruiters work as an extension of your business, helping to fill your positions by finding top talent.
So on-demand recruiting is there to address issues in hiring when a company is experiencing a lot of growth, when they're having some seasonality changes where they may temporarily need to expand their recruiting team. You maybe have a new line of business or a space where you're expanding your business and you need to bring in specialty expertise to help fill those niche roles that your internal team may not yet be ramped up on.
Proactive Talent's on-demand recruiting solution is quite different from a lot of the other models that you're going to see in the workplace. Whereas you're going to pay a contingency recruiting firm, typically on average around 20%, sometimes up to 30% of the first year salary of the person that you hire. And in that same period of time, you'll spend less than a quarter of that with Proactive Talent's managed on-demand.
For more information on Proactive Talent, visit them online at proactivetalent.com or click the link in the podcast description.
Well, today I'm joined by Ray Ellen, founder of Comedy Cloud, which produces live interactive online comedy shows for companies and nonprofits, each show uniquely catering to the company and to its audience. But whatever the group, he always makes sure that it motivates employees and improves company morale. Ray himself has a long history in the comedy industry as a comedian, writer, producer, and owner of Aruba Ray's Comedy Club. And Ray, thank you so much for joining us today. It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Courtney. It is a pleasure to be here, and it's a nice way to spend a day. This is awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Well, just to start things off, tell us, what is Comedy Cloud? Give us the high level spiel.
So Comedy Cloud is the best way to beat Zoom fatigue. It is the most fun anyone, any group can have on Zoom. So basically, we put together comedy shows featuring excellent comedians that you've seen on America's Got Talent, The Tonight Show, Comedy Central, Last Comic Standing, really high-level performers. And we customize the shows for employees, for the company. So they really do, they reconnect people that have been working remotely. It boosts morale. It improves work productivity. And we've done over 80 shows so far since May. And it's been outstanding. We've done them for tech companies, for law firms, for media companies, ad agencies, shipping companies. It's been just a variety of organizations, a couple fundraisers as well, a couple nonprofits. And everyone's just really pleased with the results, which makes me very, very happy. You know, I mean, you see the look on everybody's faces. I mean, in the beginning of the show, it's funny. Sometimes you see people really look burnt out. On their laptops, on their desktops. And by the end of the show, everyone's laughing and smiling. And then they hang out on the Zoom after. They want to be on Zoom after and kind of talk with each other about what they just experienced. And the shows are very interactive. So the comedians are performing their material, but we also engage directly. And that, I think, is the sweet spot of these shows, of these events, is that we're talking directly with staff, with employees, and they love it. When you pull up their screen, when you make their Zoom full screen and spotlight them, they feel like they're on the Jumbotron in Times Square. It's sort of like, it's exciting. They feel appreciated. They're being spoken to in a way that they're never usually spoken to. And it's a lot of fun. And it's also, I always get a kick just seeing out of, you know, how people live, who has a cat on their desk, you know, what's on their wall behind them. But everything's good natured. Nothing's mean spirited. We can keep the shows as clean as any company would like. No one has ever requested an R-rated show. But sometimes you will see a group of people that maybe their company sent everybody a bottle of wine. So they're all drinking a bottle of wine while they watch the show. Other times, it's a really great way to break up a typical work day. So at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon to have a show is it's fun. It's much better than just a typical day at the home office. So it's funny. We did one show actually where the company had employees in New York, Nashville, Los Angeles, and in England. So Oh, wow. We had. Yeah, so some people were sipping coffee and other people were sipping whiskey and watching the same thing. So it was really, it's really fun. It's really cool. And I'm very pleased with the results so far. I didn't think comedy would really work that well through our computers in one and out the other. And I've come up with a format that works very nicely. I've tweaked a typical stand-up show format. And there's also a lot of comedians that are great when you see them live in a club or in a theater, but they're not really comfortable and not really into doing it online. So I have this great roster of comedians that are comfortable doing it online. They enjoy doing it online. So I like to, you know, carefully select whoever's going to perform for each company. I always get a lot of background on each company that we're going to do a show for. And we go from there. So it's been great. It's really been great.
Well, I'm curious because, I mean, you've been doing it since May, so I'm going to guess that the pandemic itself, created the space for this innovative sort of approach to be born. But was there something that sort of inspired this for you? I mean, where did this idea even come from? Like, hey, employees need comedians to come and cheer them up.
Well, there's a few things. So one, definitely talking to my friends who were working from home, and they were saying to me by the third, fourth week, they would say, you know what, Ray, I love my wife. I love my kids. I got to get out of here. I'm losing my mind. You know, one friend of mine said, she goes, I am sick of my husband. I need a break. I don't know what to do. I can't go anywhere. So it's definitely feedback from my friends, who were working finance and law and media. It was partially that. It was also for myself. I mean, you know, comedy clubs were essentially all shut down. There's a few shows outdoors in parks and on rooftops and things like that, but those, you know, those are few and far between, and they weren't didn't feel terribly satisfying. Okay. And then the other thing was, you know, I've been home alone, and sadly, my oldest sister passed away March 1st, totally unexpectedly. So I'm in my place in New York, living by myself, and really, you know, kind of going crazy. You're just spinning your wheels over unpleasant stuff. And so when the first show kind of came to be, somebody contacted me who had been to my comedy club in Aruba, and he said, we're having motivational speakers come on every week to talk to our employees. And he said, you know what? I don't think they're motivated anymore. He said, how about doing a show? And I was, I thought about it, already considered, you know, okay, well, comedy clubs are closed. I know plenty of people that are going nuts. I need something to do. So I really, I thought about it. I thought how it could work and what the best way to approach it would be. So, and we did a show for his company, and I thought, so my instincts were correct. There's something here, and let me tweak it. Let me play with it. Let me modify it. Let me become more proficient on Zoom. And so that's how it all kind of came to be. It was one part me thinking I need something to do, and I think this will work. And you know, certainly all my buddies are going nuts. And then once I got the first one under my belt, I'm like, let's do this. And it really, it was for me personally, it was a nice distraction. And I've had people come up to me at shows pre-pandemic. I've had people come up to me and say to me, you know, I've been having such a hard time and I felt so good and thank you, and that sort of thing. And I always appreciated hearing it, but mm-hmm. I didn't think much about it. In this case, not only have, you know, I've had people contact me, they'll rebook immediately after they do a show, they'll rebook for a month or two later. And they'll say, like, you know, thank you. It's so great what you've done. You made my employees feel better. But this is also the first time where it's also been really therapeutic for me to have this outlet, you know?
Yeah.
You know, for lack of a better analogy, you know, after 9/11, I remember like a day or two after, I went to a comedy club and performed, and it was really difficult. And I thought to myself, you know what, anyone who's in the audience right now wants an escape, wants a break. Mm-hmm. So as hard as it was to perform, we were all in it together. It was, you know, it was a universal pain. And with the pandemic, everybody has that. But then I also have my own personal thing going on, as so many people do. So it's really been a cathartic and useful venture, you know. So I'm really quite pleased with how it's been going so far.
Well, first, I'm sorry to hear about your sister. I can only imagine that it was not a great event to go through in general, but sort of to be compounded with the events of the world. And so I am sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
I wonder, you know, you've done 80 shows or thereabouts since mm-hmm. you started doing this. What are some of the results or the feedback that you're hearing from companies after the fact that speak to that morale piece, that tell you that it is, in fact, doing like more than just maybe bumping people's moods right there in the moment, but that companies are seeing maybe a longer term effect of having these types of activities?
I got a follow-up email from a company, a shipping company based in Chicago, and he wrote me a week later, and he said, and he just wrote, man, I can't believe my staff. They seem much happier when we have to have our daily morning meeting. So he said, the only thing we've done differently is have one of your shows. So I was like, wow, that's awesome. And, you know, somebody else called me and said this, which I was flattered, but you know, I was a little embarrassed. But it's happened a couple of times where they say, you know, wow, I can't believe the change in morale. You guys are essential workers. I always equate essential worker to me as a doctor, a nurse, an EMT worker, you know, somebody in a hospital. But they said it's really, you've really made people, because this is a psychological thing. It can't be for everybody stuck at home. So that's really nice feedback. It really makes you feel like you're doing something with a purpose, you know. You don't want to, you know, your head's not swelling up, you know, it's not getting bigger than your laptop screen, you know. But you know, it feels good. Everybody wants to feel appreciated, you know. I think that that's what these shows can do, is that people can, you know, show their employees some appreciation by saying, here's a reward. Let's take a break. We've been having, and I never really want to make the shows terribly political. I don't want it to, you know, carry on too much about, oh, this is woe is me. We're all stuck at home. It's more like, yeah, we've all been going through a rough time. Let's have a great time. Let's get, and then boom, get into it, you know? And it's typically, you know, it's a host, which I host the shows, and usually four other comedians. Wow. And yeah, and it's great. And it really is a customizable thing. There's one company, she said to me, you know, 90% of our employees are Latino. Could you do an all Latino show? I said, nope, absolutely. No problem. I've worked in comedy a very long time. I produced other shows right before the pandemic. We just wrapped, there's a show I was producing for Comedy Central, and we just wrapped, like we wrapped season three as we were all being told to go into lockdown. Like everyone was in the edit suites and wrapping it up. Mm-hmm. We just got the third season done. But with that show alone, I was working with, you know, 100 plus comedians. So just from being a stand-up comic, working on different TV projects, you know, you just get to know everybody. And then by doing different shows, you discover who's proficient online and who's not. So that obviously is, you know, giving me an advantage to putting this together, because that's the world I've been operating in for a long time.
So beyond morale, and I read on your website talking, you know, it was talking about some of the benefits of companies that choose to have you all come in, and you speak to company goals and recognizing performance and things like that. And I'm curious, are those things that, you know, you're working really closely with the teams that are bringing you in ahead of time it sounds like to really personalize the event. So it's not like a cookie cutter kind of experience from one company to the next.
Right. It's funny you say that. I would love if I could get a spreadsheet from every company we've done a show for. And I'd like to see, you know, has sales gone up? How's productivity? I'd love to see those numbers. I think there's a direct correlation. I want full credit for that. No, what I will do is that we work closely with the companies. We'll find out often like sort of what the company core values are, what their mission statement is. I like to know a little bit about the people who are going to be attending. And it can be, you know, we've done shows for as few as 16 people and for as many as 900. Usually it's around 150 is a typical show, but it can be a big range. And so when I learn about what the staff, what they do within the company, that's also helpful, because then, you know, you can definitely connect with your audience if you're talking about what they're doing. If it's a big group of accountants versus sales managers, you know, and that helps, I think, really if you can talk a little bit and modify your material so it applies to what these folks do in their day-to-day lives, I think it also resonates more with them. You know, the humor resonates more. And also this other thing, you know, just dating during a pandemic, being married during a pandemic, you know, I have comedians that can touch on all these different things. And that also is very relatable, you know, for sure. So, I do like to make the shows as customized as possible. And, you know, I ask everybody, I say, please give me a list. If there's, you know, a short list of people that you do not want us to engage with for whatever reason, maybe you don't think the CEO wants to be involved. Maybe you have an employee that's special needs that you don't want me to talk to. Whatever the reasoning is, no problem. We stay away. And then they also will say, hey, could you please talk to so-and-so? It's his anniversary. Please talk to so-and-so. It's her birthday. Please talk to this guy. He's the loudmouth in the office. He'll be fine. Whatever the reason is. We have a couple interns that we've kept on. You know, maybe you could tease them a little bit, you know. Yeah. So I like to quiz. I enjoy doing. I like to quiz someone who's just starting at the company on what the company core values are.
Nothing like being put on the spot. In a good-hearted way. In a good-hearted way.
Sure. And it's fun if I spotlight, you know, the intern and ask them that question, and then to click and pull up the CEO or whomever, the vice president, and to see their response on the screen. And it's a shared experience for everybody watching, you know, and a good natured one, obviously.
Yeah.
You
know,
if somebody ever got fired over a Zoom show, it would be pretty horrible. That hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I'm sure that won't happen. I think if anything, it helps humanize people when we get so used to seeing each other on the screen. It reminds us that we're all infallible people sitting on the other side.
Absolutely. And it also, and what's been going on in the world, it's a reset, and it makes everybody, you know, reminds everybody what's important, what's not. And to have some laughs as much as you can is super important. And so that's fun.
So we're moving into what would typically be the holiday party season. And so folks are going to definitely be trying to get creative, because I think along with Zoom fatigue, there's a little bit of sort of the fatigue around the generic sounds not nice. It's an ugly word, but the Zoom happy hours or the Zoom game nights that we've all done at this point for the last 7 or 8 months. And, you know, you're offering something a little bit different, but as folks are trying to figure out like the secret sauce, so to speak, like what is it that you think companies sort of should have, leaders should have as sort of top of mind as they're trying to figure out how to sort of reinvent that Zoom engaging experience, whether it's through something like Comedy Cloud or otherwise, like what are those key pieces that make it special and different than just staring at each other in a meeting or in a general happy hour?
Right. You know, that's a very good question. It's important that you show your employees appreciation, right? Mm-hmm. And when we can't do it in person together, and, you know, one thing, and we've been booking tons of holiday events for late November and already throughout December. So I'm obviously pleased about that. And for different times of day, you know, early evenings and afternoons, that sort of thing. But I think you can make it special. First of all, if you send everybody an actual gift, mm-hmm. something that maybe everyone will open together at the virtual holiday party, you know, when you're opening them online. So whether it's something personalized, something that they would use in their home office,
yeah.
or if it is, you know, a basket of cheer, whether, you know, snacks and goodies, some people obviously can send champagne. Some companies can't, it depends. We did one event last week. It was a smaller one. It was about 18 people, and everyone was getting completely tanked in their home. Apparently, everyone, it was a financial services company, and everybody received a case of wine, every employee. So that was very, very generous. So I do think you can dress it up rather than just say, all right, everybody, let's all sit on Zoom and have a drink together. Or, you know, I know some people want to play trivia. That's been something that's been done. At one time, I emceed a trivia Zoom event, and it was fine. But, you know, the other thing you can do that we've done with these comedy events to dress it up, and is another way to reward people in the holidays, is to actually have raffle prizes that, you know, each employee gets. Okay. And that's another fun thing to do. And what I do is mid-show, like, I can do things on the fly. So in a private Zoom message or even a text on my cell phone, someone from the company will say, you know, so-and-so won this. And, like, you know, they're picking names out of a hat or whatever. Or I could even just say, we're giving away a pair of AirPods. And I click to the person in human resources. And then maybe he or she will say, you know, and Susan, you've won, you know, the AirPods. So that's another fun way to do. But the key is, really, you want to keep it light. It is a party. And you have to try to create a party atmosphere as much as you can on your computers. And, you know, it's a little challenging, but it's all about energy. When you go into a dinner party, it's about the energy you put out as the host, and your guests feel it, you know? And mm-hmm. it's the same thing with these things. Everybody gets online a little bit reluctant. What is this going to be? And by the end, they're smiling and laughing. And if you interact with people and engage with people for any kind of event, and I think it's especially important for the holidays, then you'll have great success.
Do you see, when you start to look into 2021 and as eventually more people, maybe not all people, but more people in the workforce are going back into the office, do you see this maintaining itself and still having a space, maybe even becoming a real life version? Are you going to have a traveling troupe of comedians that are going to hit the road?
So before pre-pandemic, I would produce or host and book, you know, lots of corporate events in person. There was one, we would go to Florida Every year, be myself and I bring three other comedians, and it was for 600 people. They had this after lunch. They'd wrap up the it was a week long event, and they'd wrap up the final day's luncheon with a comedy show. So, but there's lots and lots of live events pre-pandemic. I think in 2021, this will be around. This will keep happening because even though people are going back to the office, I don't think there'll be a terrific comfort level to say, let's have 100 of us go to a restaurant. And I don't even know if we'll be allowed to. You know, we still might have, you know, maximums that are, you know, kind of on the smaller side in restaurants and bars and that sort of thing. So I do think this is going to be around for quite a while. Again, it's, you know, in person is, it's a different thing. It's, you know, when you being able to actually hug somebody and pat somebody on the back, you know, it's a different experience, but you can have great results virtually. It can be done, you know? And the other thing is I really like to encourage people, if someone does have a girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife, to have them join in and sit with them when we do one of these comedy shows, because it's, why not lift the spirits of other people in your home? You know, I mean, cause you know, it's if between having kids and jobs, I know, you know, both husband and wife are burnt. And it happens every once in a while where a kid will wander onto a screen during a show. It happens with, you know, cats and dogs too, but a kid will wander out. Last night, we did an event last night, and a woman at some point during the show, I saw she was holding her baby, and he was a month old.
Oh.
And that was really fun because everybody, you know, I pulled up the screen and everybody was you know, oohing and aahing over this baby, beautiful kid. And that was really fun. And then it was all adults on the show except for this baby. And one of the comedians said, you know, said a joke that was a little bit of innuendo. And I was like, well, that's a great baby's first right there. 1 month old. And we've documented little baby Ryan's first sort
snotty
of
joke.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, then I have to ask, you've shared a lot of really great success stories, but have you had any events that have gone a little bit sideways on you, or that things have not gone as planned, and maybe they had all turned out for the good, but for a minute there, you might've all been going, where's this going?
there are two that stand out, and they both ended up okay. But one, there was a comedian who was doing a joke. He was talking about how he and his girlfriend broke up during the pandemic. And this was early on when I was first getting better at using Zoom. And I had just been talking to a person watching who had a cat on their desk at home, and I was goofing around with them and talking to the cat and talking with the cat, and then I switched to the other comedian who's talking, gets into a material about his he and his girlfriend breaking up, and I didn't switch the cameras correctly, so the whole time he's talking is just a shot of a cat for everybody else to see, which ended up being really funny. I mean, I felt bad just for the comedian, and it took me a little while to realize what was going on. That was a happy accident. And so that was one. And then the other one was, I did an event just a couple of weeks ago, and the two organizers of the event, I said to them, I did say, you can message me whatever you want, any info you want, and that's fine. But they took it to a whole new level. And literally every 90 seconds, I was getting either a Zoom message or a phone message. It just about whatever. Oh, and talk to this person, not that person. What about this? What about that? And give away this raffle prize. Blah, blah, blah. And we'd already gone over everything very thoroughly, very detailed. Okay. But they just, I think they also had a few drinks each. Yeah. So it was really like, that was one time where as soon as we were done, I was like, oh my God, I feel like I just ran a marathon. But it was challenging and everything worked out fine. But it was really, that was in the moment, I'm like, you know, holy cow, well, this is going to be something. I don't want to, you know, because you don't want to click on the wrong thing. You don't want to say the wrong thing. Because as you're hosting these shows, you're paying attention to what other comedians are doing. You're paying attention, looking at what other screens are doing. You're also checking, taking care of audio levels. You know, I usually will bring in a sound engineer to handle that as well. So there's a lot of stuff going on. You're processing a lot of information. So it's challenging, but it's super fun. But yeah, and I, you know, this is the first I've ever met. I didn't say anything to them after the show, but this is, if they're listening, You know who you are. The two folks who blew up my phone during the super fun event that happened in, this was late October.
Roll it back next time. Well, it sounds like you could have a whole new career as a virtual event runner with the amount of skills that you have acquired in running a virtual Zoom.
It's funny. I know the word pivot is a very popular word these days.
It is indeed.
Yeah. So I have always been a bit of a self-starter, and that's something I learned. I grew up with all older sisters, and I learned that from all of them and my parents. You really got to create something if you want. And so that's, you know, yeah, that's that seems to be short term. That is the game plan. I mean, the comedy club in Aruba, we're planning on opening up December 1st. I can do virtual events from down there, and that's fine. As far as TV production, you know, the show that we were doing before required a live audience, so that is going to be a little trickier, certainly in the short term. I don't know when that would go back into production. And there's other TV projects that I've been developing, but again, there's the same obstacles and concerns, and understandably so. I think for now, producing virtual events is it's fun, and it's turning into a nice business. So, you know, why not? It's exciting. It's exciting, you know. Anytime you start anything new, and you're having a good time with it, that's a great feeling, you know, especially as you get older and older, you know, once you know you're at past your 20s, you're like, all right, I'm craving something new and exciting. Where is that? And so, you know, it's fun when something pops up.
Awesome. Well, if folks are interested in talking to you about having Comedy Cloud be a part of one of their either holiday parties or just in general breaking up the monotony of their Wednesday afternoon, what is the best way for them to reach out and connect with you?
The best way, go to comedycloud.co. Go to comedycloud.co and you could send a message there. That's probably the easiest way. And there's also there's a brief form on it. It takes 30 seconds to fill out. And that's probably the easiest way. Comedycloud.co.
And any final words or thoughts that you'd want to share with the crowd before we sign off for today?
Humor always beats everything. Laughter is the best medicine. That is true. And that is, it's proven to me, as much as I've seen that in live shows, in comedy clubs and theaters, more than ever, it's a real dose of reality. Laughter is the best medicine, and you can treat your staff to a wonderful afternoon and let them feel connected in a way like they haven't in the last 7 months. And I promise that this is not snake oil. This is the real deal. You'll have a lot of fun. So.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Ray. It has been a pleasure hearing about this really unique way to create some boosts in employee morale and have a little fun at the same time. Thank you, everybody who is joining us today, listening to the podcast. Definitely give Comedy Cloud a look if you're trying to figure out some way to spice things up for the virtual space, and have a great afternoon.
What a nice guy. I really enjoyed his interview. I think the service he offers is so needed these days.
Absolutely. My cheeks are a little bit sore from laughing and smiling. I know folks at home, you can't see him. You can only hear him, but he had a lot of energy and just a big smile the whole time. And so it was a really fun, pleasant conversation. And man, you're right. What a great thing to have been sort of born of the pandemic, to have this new service that's out there, because so needed, just so much.
Definitely. I wish we knew about him sooner, because, you know, we have our retreat coming up.
I know.
Next week, as of this podcast recording, and it would have been nice to have him pop up in there and tell a few jokes. That would have been awesome.
Man. I'm thinking the same thing. I'm sitting there going, "Is there a spot in the agenda that I can beg Jess to move it around?" but maybe we'll just have to, like, you know, just remember this for our next gathering.
And I think probably people, some of our listeners listening, they could probably, it's not too late for them by the time this airs. No. So they can book him for their Christmas, any virtual Christmas parties or holiday parties or festivus parties or, you know, fill in the blank.
Or so just because.
Yeah, or just because. Yeah. That mental break there. I think, you know what I'll do, make it easy for you listener. I'm going to put in the description. I mean, he mentioned how to contact him, but we'll put it in the description as well, just to make it easy for you guys, because this is a much needed service, an essential service.
I agree. It is one of those that maybe 9 months ago would have been considered, you know, a nice perk, and now it's definitely shifted into that essential space.
Most definitely. Dear listener, I know you enjoyed that episode. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to reach out to us. You can reach us at TribePod, TribePod, at proactivetalent.com. Send us your email. We do so love to hear from you. Courtney, any passing thoughts as we conclude?
No. It was just, I'm just energized now and ready to go talk for the rest of my day.
All right. Well, cool. You know what I wish I should have. You know what I wish I had asked. Well, I wish we could have asked him while he was still here.
What's that?
Did anybody heckle you? Because I can imagine if I was a comedian and I was in charge of trying to make people laugh, I would say a joke, and I can hear somebody going boo.
and I do you want me to heckle you in your next meeting? I can. And heckle you from the sidelines so you can have that experience.
You know what? I think, yeah. Let's do that at the end of this episode. All right. We'll spare the listener that
boo.